The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to Bob Burney Live today. Of course, I welcome my listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But also today, we have the privilege of welcoming to the audience our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM and 102.1 FM. To our Tampa listeners, a very special welcome today. Normally, you would be listening to Bill Bunkley. If you have been a listener to Bill for a long time, you might recognize my name and my voice. I have the privilege of filling in for Bill for quite some time during his illness. Well, today, Bill is, he's just under the weather. He's just not up to doing the program today. And so the plan is that I will be with you today and tomorrow. We are hoping and praying that Bill will be back later in the week, and we are certainly praying for Bill. And I know that those of you in Tampa miss him, but it is such a delight and a privilege to once again be simulcasting from here in Columbus, Ohio, and there in Tampa, Florida. So to our listeners in Ohio, in Florida, and of course on streaming audio all over the world, thank you for joining me this afternoon. It was a deadly weekend in California, in the San Diego area, Poway, California. Most of you have heard about the shooting at a synagogue on Saturday. One dead, three injured at the synagogue in the San Diego area. A 19-year-old is in custody. It is believed that he is the shooter. Walked into synagogue services on the Sabbath, opened fire, and as is almost always the case, heroes emerge. One of the heroes is the only fatality. Sadly, 60-year-old Lori Gilbert Kay was killed fatally in the shooting, and eyewitnesses are reporting that she died because she rushed in front of her rabbi. Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein was probably the main target of the shooter, the 19-year-old anti-Semite. And 60-year-old Lori Gilbert Kay, who friends, relatives, and other members of the synagogue said she deeply loved her rabbi, loved the synagogue. And again, it seems as if she rushed in front of the rabbi and saved his life. Among the other injured are the rabbi. Rabbi Goldstein was shot. I think both hands received injuries. And amazingly, After the shooting was finished, he wrapped both of his hands that were bleeding pretty bad with a prayer shawl and addressed the congregation. The other injured, Rabbi Goldstein and an 8-year-old girl and her uncle. The 19-year-old has been charged with several counts, including premeditated murder. Now, always heroes emerge from these things, but then there are just so many tragic things as well. Lori Gilbert Kay, 60 years old, was shot fatally. And there was a doctor. When the shooting began, people just scattered. There was utter chaos, as you can only imagine. And someone yelled for a doctor. They knew that this gentleman was a doctor. Please come. Here is someone who needs help. The doctor ran and began giving CPR to the woman who ultimately died. And he realized he was giving CPR to his own wife. Here's a story from Fox News. A doctor who began CPR on the woman killed in Saturday's shooting fainted when he realized that the person he was trying to save was his wife. Lori Gilbert Kay died of injuries she sustained in the shooting. Three others were hurt. Gilbert Kay is believed to have thrown herself in front of Rabbi Goldstein, possibly saving his life. The San Diego Union-Tribune reports that Gilbert Kay's husband, a physician, was in the synagogue when the gunshot started. Worshippers called him to help victims. He began to do CPR on one of the victims until he realized it was his wife. And another physician in the synagogue said the husband then fainted, passed out. Just, my goodness, can you imagine? Can you imagine? After the shooting, it was discovered that the shooter was John Ernest. He is 19 years old. He had been converted to a severe anti-Semite position. Manifesto was discovered on a very obscure blog site. And in this manifesto, he denounces President Trump as a Zionist, Jew-loving, anti-white. Now think about how Donald Trump is constantly being accused of being a white supremacist. This man who opened fire in the synagogue did so at least partially because he believed that Donald Trump was a Jew hater, a Jew-loving, anti-white. Much is going to be discovered about this young man. Within hours after the shooting, it was discovered that this young man, John Ernest, was a member of the Escondido Orthodox Presbyterian Church. He was a member there. The pastor, Zach Keel, yesterday released a statement to the press concerning the fact that one of the members of his church carried out this horrible thing. The pastor says this is a complete surprise. He was quiet, kept to himself, sweet guy. We had no idea. This is a surprise to all of us. This is not a part of our beliefs, our practices, our teachings in any way. Our hearts, our prayers, our tears go out to the victims, to all those wonderful neighbors at the synagogue. We pray for them. We believe in lifting high the love of Christ to all people, men, women, old and young, from every tribe and denomination. That's a statement from the pastor of the young man who is believed to have carried this out. And then his parents, the parents of this young man, are members of this Presbyterian church, and they release this statement. We are shocked and deeply saddened by the terrible attack on the Shabbat at Poway Synagogue, but our sadness pales in comparison to the grief and anguish our son has caused for so many innocent people. He has killed and injured the faithful who are gathered in a sacred place on a sacred day. To our great shame, he is now part of the history of evil that has been perpetrated on Jewish people for centuries. Our son's actions were informed by people we do not know and ideas we do not hold. Like our other five children, he was raised in a family of faith in a community that all rejected hate and taught that love must be the motive for everything we do. How our son was attracted to such darkness is a terrifying mystery to us, though we are confident that law enforcement will uncover many details of the path that he took to this evil and despicable act. To that end, our family is cooperating with investigators. We ask only that the media and the public respect our privacy and allow the criminal justice system to work. How sad, obviously, for the victims at the synagogue, but also for the parents of this young man whose life will be changed forever. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live on AM 880 in Columbus and Faith Talk in Tampa, Florida. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, you've heard timing is everything. Yeah, well, sometimes it's not so good. This horrific attack at the synagogue in San Diego. What a time for the New York Times to post a blatantly anti-Semitic cartoon. Yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine? And the cartoon is receiving almost universal condemnation all over the world. The New York Times over the weekend. Now, remember, this shooting happened in San Diego on Saturday. Now, this cartoon was not released because of that, but it was released at basically the same time. It was released over the weekend in the paper's international edition, not the United States edition, but the New York Times international edition. It was a political cartoon that shows a blind U.S. President Donald Trump wearing a yarmulke, skullcap, Jewish skullcap, and in front of him is a dog with the face of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wearing a Star of David collar. Clearly in poor taste, clearly anti-Semitic, and of all times for the New York Times to post something so unthinkable, something so repulsive. Well, as I said, the New York Times is receiving just about universal condemnation. U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell called the cartoon despicable. The American Jewish Committee said it was naked anti-Semitism. Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas wrote, "Even if unintentional, the left has normalized anti-Semitism under the guise of criticizing U.S.-Israel foreign policy." Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York said it's absolutely disgraceful and classless, anti-Semitic. Joyce Karam of The National said this cartoon is disgusting and sloppy. Harry Cherry of the Jewish Voice wrote this apology isn't enough. And by the way, I will read you the apology in just a moment. Famed attorney Alan Dershowitz wrote, quote, "Anti-Zionism is becoming an acceptable cover for anti-Semitism. The paper owes its readers more than an apology." Jerusalem Deputy Mayor Flor Hassan Nahum said the cartoon, quote, "was absolutely disgusting," and said words could not adequately convey the outrage, and the condemnation just goes on and on and on and on against the New York Times. Now, I would assume that there would be outrage concerning a cartoon that was so anti-Semitic as that at any time. But since it appeared at the very same time that a gunman walked into a synagogue and opened fire makes it just far worse. Well, the New York Times has apologized actually twice. Here is one of the statements from the New York Times, quote, "We are deeply sorry for the publication of an anti-Semitic political cartoon last Thursday in the print edition." Thursday. I thought it was over the weekend. In the print edition of the New York Times that circulates outside the United States, and we are committed to making sure nothing like this happens again. Such imagery is always dangerous, and at a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide, it's all the more unacceptable. We have investigated how this happened and learned that because of a faulty process, a single editor working without adequate oversight downloaded the syndicated cartoon and made the decision to include it on the opinion page. The matter remains under review, and we are evaluating our internal processes and training. We anticipate significant changes. Then a little later, they issued this tweet. It simply says, "We apologize for the anti-Semitic cartoon we published." And here is our statement. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. Not only here in America, but listen to this. Last year in Germany, in fact, just in Berlin, Germany, there were 1,083 anti-Semitic incidents in Berlin alone. This came out of new research from the Information Center for Anti-Semitism in Berlin. 2018 showed a 14% increase of anti-Semitism over the year before. The incidents included a number of physical attacks, damage to property, and threats, and so forth. And get this. Listen to this. The report mentions that contrary to the previous year, there was in 2018 not one single neighborhood in Berlin without an anti-Semitic incident. I want that to sink in. This is Germany. The Holocaust. The Nazis, Hitler, Berlin. Last year, there was not one single neighborhood in Berlin without an anti-Semitic incident. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all over Europe and particularly Germany. With the history of the Holocaust, how could the people of Germany possibly allow this to happen? The report also indicates that a large reason for the rise of anti-Semitism is the dramatic increase of immigration of Muslims. There is a direct correlation between the increase of Muslims in Germany, and particularly Berlin, and the rise of anti-Semitism. All right, quick break. We'll return. Please stay tuned.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.